Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Chance and another chance and another chance and another chance and that chance that, Lord, we can get it right one more time. And, Lord, we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, the only name that we can call on a man might be saved. And we call it on you this day. We ask you right now that you heal, deliver, and set free. Lord, because we know, Father God, when we call on you, Father, you answer. Lord, we call it on that great name, that name, Father God, the name that we know, Father, is a strong tower. We call on that name right now, Father. Thank you for the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We ask you in the name of Jesus that you give us, Father God, this day, hallelujah, this day, Father, this day that we've never seen before, we won't see again, that you will shower us down with your blessing. Anyone and everyone on the sound of this voice, Lord, the voice that you have given us, Lord, keep us, lead, guide, and direct, Father God, that we won't go astray. In the name of Jesus, in the name, oh, thank you for the name. Sometimes we call you early in the morning, we can call you late at night, that name, Father God, even in the middle, in the going of the day, that name. We thank you for the name, that name. Oh, thank you to change that name, Father. That name, we pray. Amen.
Man, thank you for a fervent prayer this morning. I'm going to go to one of our favorite hymns this morning. Know that at the beginning of the year, we through a difficult year in 2020. Start off a lot of times with excitement in the new year. And as you start off with excitement, sometimes you run down, you hit a wall, and get a little weary. And we just want to encourage you as we are continuing in this year that we would continue to hold to God's unchanging hand. And that's the hymn we want to sing this morning. It's number 248. I know we are celebrating Black History Month, as we do so many times. And it lets us know that 10 years and all of the progress that people of color have made, but yet there's still progress that needs to be attained. So sometimes you get a little weary in your journey. So you need to go back and reflect how far and how good God has been. Say that again. You need to go back and reflect on how good God has been. We may not have everything that we want, but we thank God that he's brought us from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. And we can talk to the soul that we have. And the soul says, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? The soul that said that, God has saved me from destruction, and God has blessed me with salvation. And so we thank God for the progress that God has blessed us with, but the struggle continues. So as we continue looking into 2021, we need to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And sometimes you forget, amen, that God does not change. You know, the years change and situations and people grow up and people get old and people go through all kinds of changes in their lives. But if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, whatever stage you find yourself in, whatever stage we find ourselves in, whether we're young, whether we're old, wherever stage of life might find us, we know that God has not forgotten about us, that God is true to his word, and that God is faithful. Amen. And so we want to sing that song, number 248 in your hymnal. And it says, time is filled with swift transition. Not on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And then the refrain says, hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. A song we used to sing all the time at the nursing homes where we used to go visit. One of the faithful servant that passed on now, Brother Robert Lee. He used to love to sing this song, and I could hear him singing the refrain, and he would get excited about the residents that were at the nursing homes, and he would just be glad to be able to sing with them, and they would respond back in kind that everyone was still holding on to God's unchanging hand. So let us sing as you're holding on, as you're encouraging others to hold on during difficult days and difficult times, that we know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that we can hold on to his unchanging hand. Time is filled with swift transition. Nought of unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him. Trust in him who will not leave you whatsoever. Whatsoever years may bring. If I forsaken, still more closely to him cling. Brother Lee would say, you gotta hold to his hand. Talking about God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your own things eternal. And woe to God's unchanging hand. Go down to verse 4. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, if to God you have been true, then bright your home in glory. Your raptor soul will view. Church will close the book and put their hands together. You gotta hold to his hand. Talking about God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build up something eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. Reverend Sykes will say one more time, hold to his hand. Talking about God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build up something eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Sing it one more time. You gotta hold to his hand. Talking about God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build up something eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Wherever you are or whatever transition you find yourself in, God is still worthy to be praised, and we thank him that God said he would never leave us nor forsake us, and that God is true to his word, and we can hold on to God's unchanging hand. come on, just for about 5 more seconds. Give him the praise. Give him a sacrifice of praise that even though I might not feel like it, even though I got some trouble and problems in my life, even though I got some aches and pains, I'm still going to praise God because I might have left God, but God never left me. God has always been there. God has always been on our side. And as long as we can, we need to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you that you never left us. Thank you, God, that you kept us when we couldn't keep ourselves. We thank you, Father, for all the blessings that you have blessed us with down through the years, and we're still holding on, yet holding on. The folks used to say we're yet holding on. In other words, we don't know what else to do when it comes down to certain things, and so yet we're going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him that he will not leave you. Trust in the one that said, I'll be there for you because I am God, and beside me there is none other. And so we're going to thank God today for his new mercy, and that we are still holding on to God's unchanging hand. Amen? Amen. We're going to go to our worshipers this morning. First worshiper, last four digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for his dependability. Thank God that he is dependable. Thank God that he is the unchangeable God. Thank God that he changes not. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I glorify him this morning. I lift him up and praise him because truly he's been a mighty good God. So I thank him. I thank him for his darling son, Jesus, who is my shepherd that I shall not want. I thank him for his gift of the Holy Spirit that keeps me, seals me, and holds me till the day of redemption, that gives me the strength. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God for you, Pastor. I thank God for First Lady. I thank God for my family. I thank God for the church family, for loved ones and friends. I thank him for his many blessings and his many benefits, because truly he has been a mighty good God. In spite of what it looked like, in spite of what we've been through, God has brought us to this appointed time, to this day right here, and he will keep us until he comes to get us, if we continue to hold on to his unchanging hand. So I give him the glory this morning. It's one of the songs, Pastor. I'm not a singer, but I'm just going to read these verses in you all hearing so that they can encourage our hearts and keep us holding on to Jesus, because he is our hope. It says, the solid rock. Jesus is the solid rock. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Mm-hmm. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other grounds is seeking sand. All other grounds is seeking sand. And so, church, today, Christ is that solid rock that we are standing on, and he will keep us until the day of redemption. God bless you all, and I love you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 0025. 0025, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Truly bless the name of the Lord this morning, for truly he is good, and his mercy, it endures forever. And truly, I tell you, God is my rock and my shield. He's my fortress. He's my all in all. And so I just thank God this morning. I'm grateful to God for his healing powers. I thank God for strengthening me day by day. Thank him for his word. Thank him for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit that leads me and guides me and teaches me. I just thank God for his unchanging hand of mercy and grace. For truly, I'm holding on to God's unchanging hand. I'll never let go of God's unchanging hand. God never ceases to amaze me. I'm always in awe of God, because whenever you need God to work something out for you, and you get a little weary, and you get a little fearful, all you got to do is think back on the times when God has brought you through before. And so I just thank God for his grace and his mercy, because there is nothing, absolutely nothing too hard for God. And so I just thank God this morning for my pastor, Pastor Kayson, and for our First Lady, for my church family, Heart of God Baptist Church. I just thank God for my family, for those that are connected to this family. I just thank God for all of the many blessings and showers of blessings that he continues to give me and continues to bestow on all of us. And it doesn't matter what it looks like, because, sometimes emotionally I'm all over the place, y'all. Sometimes I don't know what I'm going to do. And sometimes it just looks like it's just so bleak. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Yeah. I thank God for saving me, because God told me that he would never leave me nor forsake me. And God is true to his word on today. And so I just thank God this morning for his grace, his mercy, his loving kindness, and his faith, not only to me, but his faithfulness to all of us, because God has been good to all of us. Down through the years, God's been good to us. I said down through the years, God has been good to us. And I thank God this morning, and I give him glory, and I give him honor, and I give him praise this morning. And I say hallelujah to the Most High this morning. God bless you today, and have a very, 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 very blessed week.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 3-3-4-3-3-3-4-3. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank God for this morning. His praise and the Holy Spirit that touched my eyes and lifted my eyes lift open and my feet on the floor. I'm glad he gave me another second chance to stay on the right track and follow his glory name. And I said, good morning, everybody. Thank God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3598, 3598. Good morning.
God, God bless. It's another day's journey. We thank God this day. We thank God for the pastor, First Lady, his children, and all of those who are in the sound of this voice, God's children, everyone that is in the realm of God and serving him. We all are God's children. We thank God for this day. We thank God for just keeping us when we can't keep ourselves. And we thank God that we got another chance to get it right from the rising of the S-O-N until the going down of the S-U-N. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you for the name that is above name. And we're going to read a couple of scriptures from Exodus, the third chapter, beginning at the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th verse. And then we're going to switch over to Exodus 9 and 1 and Exodus 3 and 13. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and say unto them, the God of your father has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? The 14th verse. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. 15th verse. And God, moreover, unto Moses, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and said, sent me to you. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. Then we're going to go to Exodus 9 and 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh and tell him, thus said the Lord God of the Hebrew, let my people go that they may serve me. God got another change that's coming this Wednesday. And we thank you, and we've been in bondage for 4 years. And thank God that now we got another God that is a God above all God, that he has changed, and we don't have to worry about Trump tripping anymore. And we know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it has.
Man, thank you for your testimony. We're going to go to our First Lady this morning. Morning, First Lady.
Good morning to all. To God be the glory for the great things he has done and what he is continuing to do and what he will always do for us. I thank the Lord for hearing your voices this morning. You all are blessed and highly favored. And I just say thank you, Lord, for all that he is doing for Heart of God Baptist Church and what he will continue to do. And we're still standing. We're still here together. We're still worshiping together. And I just, you know, thank the Lord for it all. And for allowing everyone to be able to get up and call on the name of Jesus. That is a blessing within itself. And I just want to say to all, I love you. To those who are having birthdays come up, happy birthday. I pray that the Lord bless you with many, many more. And everyone have a blessed week. I love you. Until next week. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you, First Lady. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Heart of God Church and First Lady. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it because he's so good to me. Thank God for my pastor, I thank God for my First Lady, I thank God for our church. You've been so good to us, and we can lean and depend on God and know that he has placed you in our presence to guide us and lead us spiritually, and I thank God for that. With all of this that's going on, I would like to read this scripture. It's Deuteronomy 31:7-8, and it says, be strong and courageous. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. And we as Christians must not be discouraged, and we should not be turned around with what the devil is doing.
Mm-hmm.
We should lean on God. Talk to the Lord, pray to him, and he will give you peace beyond understanding. Those are our tools that he has placed before us, the promises of the good Lord, and we are the recipients of his word. We thank you all. We thank God. We give him praise and glory this morning. You all have a blessed week. Stay safe. Stay home and use your mask. Be blessed.
Amen.
Good morning, everybody. I would just like to thank the Lord for waking me up another day. I had a fall last Friday, and I had to go to the doctor, and I couldn't walk. I had a sprained ankle and a sprained knee. And I just like to thank you for your prayers that I'm able to walk by myself today and my condition is improving. And I just praise God for my family and for my sisters that are here taking care of me. And I just sometimes I think about giving up, but I can't give up. But I'll always have a hope because I know that God is my comforter.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady. To God be the glory for the things he has done. I pray that all is well with all of you. God is continuing to bless me. I, too, feel a little slow this morning. I had a rough day yesterday for some reason. But it's well with my soul. And I'm going to keep on working for Jesus and holding on to
yes,
his
Lord
unchanging
Jesus.
Hand. Because there is no other way. No other way. So you all continue to pray and keep us lifted up in your prayers, and we'll do the same. And have a blessed week. Love everybody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to hear everybody's voice this morning. I just wanted to say that I'm glad to have been able to move to a new place, and that God is truly in the blessing business, and that I just pray that everybody continues to lift everybody up in prayer and stay safe, and I look forward to hearing everybody next weekend.
Man, thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 4629. 4629, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'd like to thank God for another day, getting us through another week. It's good to hear everybody. I'm glad to know that everybody's still with us and everybody is sounding good. And we're all keeping the faith in God. And that he's still blessing each and every one of us in our own way. I'd like to thank him for keeping me safe, keeping family safe. Even though we're going through our individual things, still going to work, he's keeping us safe there. And pray that he just continues to bless us and keep us even in this new year, as he always does. And hope everything gets well, and we once again can be together and see everybody once again.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 6548. 6548, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor, members and friends of the church, First Lady. I'm just so thankful to hear y'all boys again. It's been a blessing. This is my last praying for us, me and my family. We actually made one of the families that made it through Corona. I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful. Like, it went through 7 houses. So I'm just thankful. You know, everyone is better and doing better. And without y'all, I don't know where I'd be at. And God, thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We are grateful to God just being able to hear your voices, those on the internet, those that are on Facebook and various social media. Truly, it's a blessing to know that God is continuing to keep us, continuing to make ways for us. So that's all we can say, is just to God be the glory for the great things that he is continuing to do in all of our lives. And we know that God didn't bring us this far to leave us. So we're going to continue to trust him, continue to hold on to his unchanging hand. We're going to get ready to go to the Word of God this morning. And in the Word of God, we're going to go to the New Testament, and the New Testament in the book of Galatians. That Corinthians, 1st, 2nd Corinthians. So, Galatians, for Ephesians, it is after 2 Corinthians in the New Testament. Very short book, but a very powerful book. Book that will be a book that we can refer to get encouragement during the times that we live in, written by the Apostle Paul. But before we go into the Word, we're going to
have Reverend Sykes lead us in a word of prayer. I know that many are going into the new year and time, like I said earlier, you get a little weary in your journey. And one of the reasons why we sing hold to God's unchanging hand, the Spirit is leading us to know that sometimes saints get a little weary in our humanness, and sometimes we have to be encouraged to continue to press on, continue to move on. Again, like we said in Black History Month, and again, as we look at all the difficulties and the challenges people of color have come through, nothing has ever come easy for those who have been oppressed, and those who have been marginalized, misused, and mistreated. And that every time there is progress to be made, many times that you bear the brunt of it. Many times the Black church bears the brunt of it. So we're getting ready to celebrate the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King, one who was acquainted with suffering, one who trusted in God. Civil nonviolence, was able to persevere for the Voting Rights Act, Civil Rights Act, was able to encourage many generations down through the years. And we are thankful for all the shoulders of those who have gone before us, that we're able to stand on their shoulders and we're able to move through. So as we get ready to go into a new political climate, Vice President-elect Joe Biden and President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, know that there are many challenging days ahead, social economic issues and also political issues and racial injustice, and can't forget about the COVID-19 virus, how things have been handled with that. So all of those things combined and compounded on you can cause you to struggle, whatever, along with other physical challenges we have, the spiritual, the mental challenges. So that's why it's important for us to hold on to God's unchanging hand. It's important for us to continue to lift each other up in prayer, continue to study the Word of God so that we can, again, rise to the challenges of this world. And we know that back over our lives, I truly say that we have a testimony that God has brought us through challenge after challenge. And wherever state you might be in right now, that you can make it if you continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. So I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes to pray for us, pray that we would continue to be able to stand and continue to be able to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Reverend Sykes.
Yes, let us pray. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that we come this morning, thanking you for another opportunity to praise your name. We thank you that we are still in the land of the living. We acknowledge that you are God. We acknowledge that you are the creator and the sustainer of life. Thank you, God, for new mercies this morning. For morning by morning, new mercies we see. All that we have need of, God, your hand have provided. And great is your faithfulness unto us. Father, we know that there is nothing too hard for you. You do all things well. And during these challenging times that we are facing in our nation and in our lives and in our families, you are still good. We know that you are a prayer-answering God. So we come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. And God, there are many challenges this day that we are in need of, Father God, and we're looking to you, God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So first we want to ask for forgiveness of any sins that we may have committed knowingly and unknowingly, that you would create within all of us clean hearts and renew the right spirit within us. And Father, we pray this morning for this nation. We pray this morning for the leaders of this nation. We pray this morning, Father God, for a peaceful inauguration this week. We pray this morning, Father God, for those that are struggling still with the COVID-19 virus. We pray for all pastors and all leaders. We pray for all of our churches. Oh, God, we pray for those who are struggling physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And, Father, heal the wounded spirits. Heal the brokenhearted this morning, Father. Father, we pray for our pastor, Pastor Anthony B. Kason, Sr. We pray for our First Lady, Tawana Kason, and the Heart of God Baptist Church. And, Father, we continue to pray for all the frontline workers and those that are serving, Father God, in this pandemic. We pray, Father God, for all prayer warriors this morning. We lift up the Redmond family and all the bereaved families this morning. Mm-hmm. We lift up all caregivers, all of our communities, Father God. We pray for the outgoing president, President Trump, and we pray for Vice President Pence and their cabinet members. We pray, Father God, for President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris this morning and their cabinet members. We pray for all of Congress and all of the Senate members, Father God. We pray for their families as well, Father God. We pray for our senior citizens this morning and those that are in the hospitals and the nursing homes. And those who are confused and perplexed this morning, Father, we lift them up to you this morning, God. We love you and we adore you, Father. And God, you are great and there is none greater than you, Father God. And, Father God, we thank you for being our refuge and our fortress. We thank you for being our strength. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We will bless your name at all times, O God, and your praise will continue to be in our mouths, Father. Bless your people this morning and continue to hold us up with your righteous right hand. Thank you for keeping our minds and our bodies and our spirits strong. Thank you for your word that gives us hope. Thank you for your word that gives us strength. Father God, we love you and we adore you, Father God. And Father God, no matter what challenges that we may face right now or what challenges the incoming president and vice president will face, we know, Father God, that you will give them the strength to hold on to your unchanging hand. Help us daily to hold on to your unchanging hand. We will never let go of your unchanging hand, Father God, for you are good and your mercy, it endures forever. Draw us closer to you as we continue to seek you daily and see your hand of mercy and grace working in all of our lives. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul. We ask all of these petitions in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. We thank Reverend Sykes for that fervent prayer. We know that God is still a prayer-answering God. So we thank him in advance, amen, for answering our prayer. We go to the book of Ephesians and want to, in your time meditation, read the entire book. We want to look at the sixth chapter of the book, book of Galatians. I don't know why I keep saying the book of Ephesians. The book of Galatians, and we want you to read in its entirety during your time with God. Galatians 6 is where we're going to begin our sermon today. But in your time with the Lord, you read 1-6, the book of Galatians. And so I'll be beginning at verse 1, Galatians 6, verse 1, and verse 1 says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault,
ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Verse 2 says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. If a man think himself to be something, and he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Paul goes on to say, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall ye have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. Verse 5 says, for every man shall bear his own burden. Verse 6 is, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Verse 7 is, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Verse 9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Verse 10 says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. For a few moments this morning, we would like to speak from the subject, amen, give up on God. Don't give up on God. Let us pray. Merciful Father, we thank you again for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins, O God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, O God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you, O God, that the sinners will be converted, the saints will be edified, but most of all, God, you will receive honor and glory to your name. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. On God. Look at somebody. Tell them, don't you dare give up on God. Look at somebody else and tell them, don't give up on God. If you're the only person in the room, look at yourself and say, don't give up on God. And my brothers and sisters, there is a reason why we have to remind ourselves not to give up on God. Because from the beginning of time, there has been an adversary to the things, to the presence, to the being of God. That was in the presence of the Antichrist, the great deceiver, Satan, Lucifer, all of those names that has been in the presence of God's created beings, the human race, you and I. And that spirit of Antichrist, the adversary, is in the world today. And one of the missions, the great mission that spirit of Antichrist, the adversary, is for us to doubt, create confusion about who God is and what God can do. So every now and then we have to reflect back on what God has done and who God is and what God can do in our lives in order to overcome the constant press of deception, the constant press of lies, the constant press of disinformation, the constant press of the downtrodden of the word of God, to try to deceive the nations that there is no God. The record declares that the fool has said in their heart that there is no God. But God said in his word that every man is a liar and that God is the only truth. And so as we focus in on the Word of God, we focus in on what God is telling his people, his created beings, that they should always turn to God and trust in God in all of their lives. Because man, as you and I know, amen, can be led astray by man's own thinking. That he would follow behind every wind and doctrine, that he would follow behind everyone that would stand up and present something new, that he would fall behind conspiracy after conspiracy, that he would follow behind lie after lie, that he would follow behind ungodly after ungodly, that he would talk ungodly to each other, and that they would go reminded in the book of the Old Testament where God had delivered the people from bondage and slavery in Egypt. Even Mr. Jameson referred to that book where God said that his name was I Am That I Am, and when I Am brought them out of slavery, when I Am brought them out of bondage, that when Moses went up to get the Ten Commandments, the message from God, that it took him a little too long, Lord have mercy, in their eyes, and they began to trust in man and not trust in God who had delivered them and brought them out, and they began to create their own God, and they made a calf made of gold, and they began to worship, amen, the golden calf instead of worshiping God. And that has been the history of man, is that man can easily be led astray. And the reason why he gets led astray, because when the trials and the tribulations of life come, when the challenges of life come, when the deception of man against man comes, man too easily gives up on God. Man too easily say, what have you done for me lately with God? Man too easily goes to follow another man or follow another God or follow another golden calf or follow another message or follow another conspiracy theory or follow another a plan that somebody else that comes up, something new, whatever new or wind of doctrine that comes down the pike, they turn their back on God. They get tired of waiting on God, and they get to a place, amen, where they create their own God. But we need to understand, amen, that God is true and everyone else is a lie. That God is the great I Am That I Am. That God is the only one that can stand true when everybody else falls. That God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That God is the Creator, the righteous God. That he is the only one, amen, that can deliver after such time. So we look to the book of Galatians that the Apostle Paul is writing to tell those, amen, in Galatia, amen, not to give up on God, to tell them not to give up on the gospel of Jesus Christ. There were some in that area that were looking out for themselves. They were religious leaders. They were political leaders, and they were looking out for themselves. They were manipulating the people, if you will, with another type of gospel, a gospel of me, myself, and I, a gospel of look out for yourself, a gospel of put yourself first, a gospel of those over there are other, or those over there are marginalized, or those over there, amen, don't mean you no good. Don't listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ that says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish but have everlasting life. They were pimping a gospel that was turning people away from God, that they were presenting a gospel that said that you could be saved by works, and the works had to serve me, and the works had to serve the elite and the powerful, and that they were turning people away from God
They were preaching a strange gospel, a gospel of me, myself, and I. And so the Apostle Paul had to address them and tell them that you are saved by grace through faith. In other words, there's nothing you can do to work to get this grace. There's nothing you can do to work to get this salvation, that it is the gift of God. Paul wrote to the Roman church and said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Paul wrote to the Ephesian church and said, you are saved by grace through faith, amen, that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. And so when someone preaches another gospel, amen, what happens is division and hatred and deceit seeps into the humanity to the point where they leave God out, they forget about God, they begin to start doubting God and begin to start putting their trust in man. And so Paul addresses them and says, amen, men ought not to think more highly of themselves than they should, because, amen, they need to realize that every man has the commonness of the next man, that every man stands in the need of what the next man stands in the need of. Reminded of the words of Dr. King, where he wrote from a Birmingham jail, where he encouraged, amen, the religious leaders that were told him to hold on and be patient, that his fight for justice was going too fast, and that he had needed to be patient. But he said that justice delayed, amen, for too long is justice denied. And in other words, the justice that you say you should have is the same justice that I say that I should have. Dr. King also said in his I have a dream speech, he said that there should live up to their creed, these people who are in charge, these people that are the religious and political leaders, should live up to the creed that all men are created equal and endowed by a God with inalienable rights, and that they should live up, that if this is your creed, if this is what you say, that all men are created equal, where is the justice? Where is the equity? Where is the ability to stand up and say, I'm a man just like you're a man, and how can you say that you're more of a man than me when all of us have been created equal in the sight of God? So when we look at the Word of God, the Word of God is the great equalizer to the rich, to the poor, to the black man and to the white man. He's the great equalizer, because the wages of sin is death, and that every man that has walked this earth, amen, had to deal with death, and every man that has walked this earth and every family has been in need of water, has been in need of food, has been in the need of shelter, has been in the need, amen, of covering and medical attention. But when you look at the people that have been in charge down through the years, the regime and the nations that have used and abused and manipulated the peoples, amen, they began to start believing in man and themselves and not in God. And the end of the people that don't believe in God is destruction. In other words, when man forgets about God, when man turns his back on God, every nation that ever turned their back on God and began to start believing in a man, all those nations were destroyed. You look back to the history, all the way back to the beginning of time, when they turned their back on God and began to start trusting in man, they all had the same outcome, that their lives and their nations became destroyed, amen, because they forgot about God. And so Paul writes to those in Galatia and tells them to not turn to that false or to that different gospel. Paul was a little heated in chapter 1 of this book, where he began to start telling them that there was going to be some terrible things to happen to those that preach a different type of gospel. and that God would judge them who preach a different type of gospel, that they will be cursed by God if they preach a different type of gospel. And so when you understand, amen, that God is not pleased when people forget about God, that God is not pleased when people turn their back on God, that God is not playing with those who turn their back on God. And I want to go back to chapter 1 and read down to verse 8. In chapter 1, he says, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither of man, but of Jesus Christ, and God the Father who raised him from the dead. He said, and all the brethren which are with me unto the church of Galatia, grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from the present evil world according to the will of God after our Father. In other words, he's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. In verse 5, he says, to whom the glory to be glory forever and ever. Amen. And then Paul goes right into him. He says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that ye called you to grace of Christ unto another gospel. Paul is saying, I'm marveling, and in other words, I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. In other words, don't forget about God and what God has done. And once you receive salvation, how you used to manipulate the gospel for your own purpose, to receive the salvation and the grace of God, to understand that God's grace and mercy went to every man, from the rich man down to the poor man, to the black man, to the white man, to everyone that is created. God gave his son, and now these who have received the word of God are now turning on God and turning their back on God so they can enrich their own selves. Look at verse 7. He says, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. I'm going to read that again. Which is not another. And whether there's no other another gospel. Paul in Romans, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of God, because it is the power of salvation to everyone, to the Jew first and then also to the Greek. In other words, Paul said there's only one gospel, and so he picks this up in verse 7. He said, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. And in verse 8, he said, but though we or an angel from heaven preach another gospel unto you than that which we be preached unto you, let him be accursed. Paul's not playing with these paper, political, manipulative, wannabe preachers, these wannabe angels of these churches that call themselves churches and preach another gospel in the name of Jesus. You have people down through the years who will preach, amen, division and separation and when it comes to one color, when it comes to one faction, when it comes to one religion, and they hid behind the cloak of the gospel of themselves and say, we're the ones that are gonna be blessed, we're the ones that gonna experience the love of God, and those over there, that doesn't apply to him. God says that is a different gospel, but God said in his word, he said that whosoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And if any man or any woman is standing up preaching a different gospel, God says to them, let him be accursed. Look at verse 9. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Pause right there. A lot of things are going on in this world. People are hiding behind Christianity, so-called gospel, but the gospel of man. But God is letting them know that he's got his eye on them. God is letting them know that he is not mocked. And as we go back to that sixth chapter, where God lets his church and lets his people know that God is not mocked. In other words, you can get away with this foolishness for a little while. You can shuck and jive for a little while. You can manipulate and create hate for a little while. But God is not mocked. When you look back at that sixth chapter and you see in that seventh verse, God clearly says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. In verse 8, for if he soweth to his flesh, shall of the flesh reap corruption. But if he soweth to the Spirit, shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. In other words, Paul was getting to the root cause of what the problem was, that sin is entered into the world, and that God had paid the price of sin and redeemed man through his son, Jesus Christ, back to him. But those who are manipulative, those that are hard-hearted, those that would pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ, too many times under the guise of being saved, manipulate their fellow man, amen, and manipulate those of the household of faith, those who will believe in God, into believing a lie. And God says, if you sow that mess in your flesh, you're going to reap what you sow. And he goes on to say, but if you sow of the Spirit, you'll reap everlasting life. So what am I saying this morning to the church? Church, is what I'm saying is to hold on to God's unchanging hand. That sometimes it gets rough and sometimes the battle is long and sometimes you get a little weary in your battle. But God wants us to know that we should not be weary in well-doing, because in due season we shall reap. The Old Testament, amen, Ecclesiastes said there's a time and a season for everything under God's earth. And we have to understand that we can't get in a hurry and turn to man. We can't get in a hurry to turn to the things of the world. We can't bow down to the things of the Antichrist, but we have to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. In other words, what Paul is telling the people in Galatia is don't give up on God. It might seem like these folks are getting away with murder right now. It might seem like they're doing well and you're doing bad right now, but be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And so, church, we have to understand that there's a continual battle, amen, between good and evil and the righteous and the unrighteous. And we can't fall into the trap to think that we're better than someone else or they might be less than us. But every man has a commonality, and that every man should look at his brother and sister and realize that they need shelter, that they need food, that they need to be able to find water, that they need to be able to have certain amount of health care and certain amount of dignity and decency in their lives. And if someone is preaching to you, amen, and someone is teaching you the true gospel, amen, that you should follow the true preachers of the true gospels and not the false prophets that give you a quick fix that'll itch your ears and give you what you want, but someone that will stand on the word of God. And that's why we have to say don't give up on God, because every word of God is true, and that God is the creator, that we all have been created by him, and God knows what's best for us. And even though we go astray, God is still a loving God, that God cares about you, and that God loves you, and that God is true to his word, that he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes God allows those that are in power to show their tail and show how evil and wicked they are, so that God can reveal to those that would follow after them that they're following down a wrong path, that they've turned away to the golden calf, that they followed after things that are not of God, that they will recognize the errors of their ways and realize that God has left on record that we should love each other and love him and serve God and be kind and affectionate one to another, especially those of the household of faith. How can a preacher stand up and say that he supports evil and degradation and come back and stand in his pulpit and say that God loves everybody when they're looking at someone with evil and degradation, bringing down those that don't look like me, those that don't sound like me, those that don't come from me, my country? How can we deal and tolerate with that kind of preacher, that kind of teacher, kind of false prophet? We talked about that in Nehemiah last couple of weeks. How can you say you love God who you have not seen and hate your brother who you see daily? When people see this type of thing and they experience this type of hatred, there's a tendency to want to get weary and to give up. You look at Galatians, the fifth chapter, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit and the manifestations of the flesh. And God letting us know, amen, that we should have the fruit of the Spirit, that we should walk in love, that we should have patience, that we should be kind with one another. That's the people of God. And when you see people that say they're of God, not walking in the Spirit, but walking in the flesh, you can know the word of God for yourself, and you can understand that those are the people that you should not be following. But too many have fallen, and too many have gone astray. Too many people have taken the wide gate instead of the narrow gate. Too many people have followed after false prophets and false preachers and false teachers, and too many have drinking the Kool-Aid, amen, of hate and division. But God said, don't worry and don't get weary. God says, I want you to continue to go up the King's highway. I want you to continue to go to the narrow gate. I want you to continue to stand on the word of God, because in the end, my brothers and sisters, God is going to deliver the only way that he can deliver. And so I say to the church this morning that we not to give up on God. Sometimes, good God Almighty, it seems like the night is long and it seems like the pain is gone and it seems like the pain is long and it seems like the struggle is long and it seems like it's going to take forever for you to be able to get justice. But somewhere along the line, the psalmist said that we've been made endure for a night. And we understand that the night can be a long time. And we can understand, amen, that the night can take years and months and trials and tribulations. But somewhere along the line, the psalmist said that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. I'm glad today that we can understand, amen, that in spite of what it looks like and in spite of what it feels like, we can trust in God. And if we trust in God and lean and depend on him, that God will, I say God will make a way out of no way. I'm reminded of the children of Israel trapped by the Red Sea. Have I got a witness today? They had mountains to the left and mountains all around them to the right. They had the Red Sea, good God Almighty, in front of them, and they had Pharaoh's army on their track. Seemed like an impossible situation to come out of bondage of one trial and go to another trial trapped at the Red Sea. But aren't you glad that God is a God that has not lost power? If he brings you out of one thing, he can bring you out of another thing. Have I got a witness today? Good God Almighty, the God that you serve, the God who is the great I Am, is able. I said he's still able to deliver after that sort. God said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I'm here to tell you that God is the only one that can bring us out, that God is the only one that can turn the situation around. Don't give up on God because God hasn't given up on you. Don't give up on God. You might be in the midnight hour right now, but I'm telling you that late in the midnight hour, God can turn it around. Just like he did at the Red Sea, God will turn it around. I don't care how long you've been in bondage or how long you've been struggling. God will give you the ability to hold on. I'm telling you today, if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, if you hold on to God through the trials and the tribulation, if you stand firm on the word of God, keep trusting God, keep loving God, keep loving your neighbor and treating your neighbor like you want to be treated, if you continue to stand on the promises of God, God will, I said God will, God will, I said God will, he'll take good care of you. God will, I said God will, he'll bring you through. So when you get a little weary and you get a little tired, don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. Keep holding on. Keep trusting in God. God will make a way. God will bring you out. God will turn the situation around. Don't listen to what man say, because man will lead you down the wrong path. But you hold on to God. God will lead you all the way. God will take you all the way. God will turn your situation around. God will make a way out of no way. Don't give up on God. Don't get weary in well doing. Don't trust in man and his lies and his manipulations and all of the crazy stuff that comes in his mind to get you to worship a golden calf, to get you to be a hypocrite, to get you to be a bigot, to get you to be a false prophet, to get you to be a false preacher that God will curse. And God said, don't worry about them. To find you someone that's going to teach you the word of God. Stick with those that are going to teach you the word of God. Stick with doing the word of God. He said, if you're taught in the word, he said, appreciate those that are teaching in the word. He said, don't think more highly than yourself. Stay humble. Stay focused on what God said. Let God deal with them crazy Antichrist, let God deal with them ungodly, unrighteous folk. You stick with the word. You continue to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. You understand that if you get into that mess and those conspiracies and those lies and those that bigotry and all that stuff, he said, what will happen is you'll be outside of the will of God and you'll fall into that trap and you'll start hating and you'll start doing the things that are ungodly. God says, don't be deceived by that crazy crap. The end is destruction and death. Stick with the word of God. Stand on the word of God. Don't get weary when it doesn't look like it's going to work out your way. Because I know too many times in your life and my life, when you thought it wasn't going to work out, come on now, God stepped in. God opened the Red Sea. God allowed you to come over on dry land. God caused the walls of Jericho to fall down. God is the one that can do what we call impossible. That's his specialty. He specializes in what we call impossible. And he wants us to understand that he's going to get the glory. Nobody's going to take his glory. Paul told him that nobody was going to take God's glory. No, how many false gospels they preach that God is going to get the glory. And he said they're going to reap what they sow. They might get away with it for a little while. They might be able to go and do as they please for a little while, but when they sow into that flesh, rest assured, God is taking them. And when that's it, and they're going to reap what they sow. So don't give up on God. I know it's a little rough. I know it's tough. I know it's challenging. I know it's a struggle. Can't do and be the way you want to do and be. Physical, spiritual challenges. But you can't give up on God. It's all right to say, don't give up on God because he won't give up on you. He's able. And when you understand that, in the midst of y'all getting tired, you can go to the word of God. Say, God, I'm a little weary, but I thank you that you are the one that will give me the strength. And I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength. So I just want to encourage our church today, amen, that those that seem like they are never going to end in their evil and their wickedness, God has appointed time, appointed season, as he said in his word, where all of that's going to be taken care of. He just wants you to trust him, follow him, don't give up on him, stick to the word, stick to the true gospel. Don't be led astray by your flesh. You'll be able to make it. You'll be able to stand. You'll be able to get through. People will ask you, how did you make it? You'll be able to say, because I did not, would not, could not give up on God. I would not, could not, I did not give up on God. And that's what we have to do. Trust God through the process. Trust him that he'll bring us through. Amen? Hopefully we were encouraged today. Encouraged to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Thank you for being so faithful during your most difficult and trying times in your life. Whatever stage you find yourself in, whether you're young, whether you're old, whether you're in good health, whether your health is not well. That's what we say, that God is with us every stage of our life. Reminded of my dad when he was about life. And when a new child was born into the world, he said, child has to get used to their living business. And as they live their lives and they come to the end of their physical life, he tell me about he had to get used to the dying business. He understood that you live and you die, but if you live and you die in the Lord, that we would be able to see him again. That we will be able to rejoice with those who have gone on before. Those that have died in Christ will be raised incorruptible. We will ever be with the Lord together. So that is the true gospel. So wherever stage you find yourself in, whether you're newborn or you're older in age, amen, God hasn't forgot about you. God didn't leave you. God can still give you peace in the midst of the storm. Just don't give up on God, because he didn't give up on you. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you. God, we thank you for your word. And thank you for those who have taught us the word. We thank you for the Apostle Paul, who fast on your gospel. We thank you for the encouraging words in your Bible. God, we thank you for those who have taught us your word, God. God, we just pray that you would continue to allow us to have this word to be a lodging place in our heart, that we might not sin against you. God, that we not think more highly than ourselves, but realize we live among your creation. You said that all men have been created in your image and your likeness. Help us to love one another, especially those of the household of faith. God, help us to be kind and affectionate one another. Help us to walk in the Spirit. Oh, God, help us to shun the things of the flesh. Help us to be forgiving, God, and help us to realize, God, that all of us need each other, that we need a commonality of water, food, and shelter, all the various things that allow men to continue to survive on this earth. God, help us not to be like those who look at the outward appearance and judge and who would be critical and divisive. But help us to be like you, God, that says, while man looks at the outward appearance, you look at the heart. God, let us be a heart church that has the heart of God. Oh God, that we would demonstrate to those that are around us, God, who you are and what you stand for.
God, we thank you for Heart of God Church. God, we thank you for all these 17 years that you have blessed us with. We thank you for those who have continued, God, to hold up the bloodstained banner, those who have gone through toils and those who have gone through struggles, and all those, God, that have, in one way or another, God, have not given up and not have the God who's remained steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that their labor in the Lord is not in vain. God, we pray that you would bless all of those under the sound of my voice. Oh, God, that they would be able, God, to stand, that they would be able to realize, God, that the battle is not theirs, but it is yours, and that they would not give up on you. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor. Tell somebody, let them know that you love them in Jesus' name. And you tell them when you talk to them, don't you dare give up on God, because he won't give up on you. God bless you. Heaven ever smile upon you. And prayerfully we'll hear from you again on next Sunday. Until then, may you be blessed. May you be kept in Jesus' name. Amen.